Conservative Group Files FOIA for State and Defense Department Dissent Cables. By Jacob Bliss on August 20, 2021. Center for Renewing America announced the group filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, with the State and Defense Departments regarding dissent cables. In a tweet, the group said the FOIA request was to find out more information on the memos sent from State Department employees to warn President Joe Biden that Taliban terrorists would quickly take over Afghanistan if U.S. forces were to move out. Biden has claimed he was not warned. Americans deserve to know what the admin knew and when they knew it, the group added. As Breitbart News covered Thursday, a classified State Department cable from July that the Wall Street Journal put out suggested that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was warned about the possibility Kabul would fall into the Taliban terrorists' hands by the final troop withdrawal deadline on August 31. The Wall Street Journal reported. About two dozen State Department officials serving at the embassy in Kabul sent an internal memo to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and another top State Department official last month warning of the potential collapse of Kabul soon after the August 31 troop withdrawal deadline, according to a U.S. official and a person familiar with the cable. The cable, dated July 13, also called for the State Department to use tougher language in describing the atrocities being committed by the Taliban. The classified cable represents the clearest evidence yet that the administration had been warned by its own officials on the ground that the Taliban's advance was imminent and Afghanistan's military may be unable to stop it. The memo also offered recommendations on ways to mitigate the crisis and speed up an evacuation. 5 days before the memo sent out a warning about Afghanistan, Biden said that Kabul would not repeat what happened in 1975 Saigon. He said, "None whatsoever. Zero." When asked by a reporter if he saw any similarities between the withdrawals. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.